Did you feel a difference between the AIEE group and the IRE group?
Not substantially. There was, in the beginning, perhaps, yes, there was. Originally, before Otto and myself tried to change the concept of the field, there was this emphasis in the AIEE group of X-rays and ionizing radiation. And most of the representatives were chosen from the industry producing X-ray equipment and related things. Mm-hmm. While the IRE was more interested in radio electronics. And consequently, the microwave diathermy typically was pushed strongly by Julian at the Mayo Clinic, Julian Herrick typically. So there was this difference in orientation. But with Otto and myself broadening the horizon, I think that difference disappeared. And eventually, of course, shortly, some years thereafter, it came to the fusion of the two societies.
It sounds like most of you in the field welcomed that joining of the two.
There were some problems. The problems were we had those two committees, and who shall be boss of the same problem which we have when two companies merge? Who's the next CEO?
Yeah.
I remember very well at the AIEE, committee was headed by Saul Larks, who had pioneered fetal electrocardiography in this country, important technology, and he didn't want to resign on the job. And at that time I served both on the on all committees, on the Joint Executive Committee, IRE Committee, and the EE Committee. And they insist that I resolve the problem and tell Essen Slugs to get out and make place for the IRE man. It was awful. It was a nightmarish job. I'll never forget it.